Let's just continue to stand and continue to make this an act of worship. But we want to just weave in a few testimonies to get us going. And so listen. You can listen with your eyes shut if you want, or your eyes open.
It's hard to know where to begin. Because across the decades, I've always wanted, loved God and wanted to serve him. And there have been lots of stops and starts for various reasons. And you would think, looking at me now, that I'm life limited. I'm not that fit. Anybody could beat me upstairs. But there's still things that I want to do for God. And I thought, reading this book, I've been asking God, God, what can I do for you? God, let me serve you. And I thought it might be doing the theology degree that I always wanted to do and being able to give back that way, just so people know that I love God and I shine for him. And I happened to have a visit from our church leader, and it wasn't to tell me I could go on a theology course, but it was to ask me to do something that is of use to this church, to be salt and light. And this broken person can work for God, and I'm just so thankful. That's all I wanted to say.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. I didn't tell her she couldn't do the theology degree. I just had another idea as well. Come on up.
Ever since I was working full time, I had quite a regular quiet time. But since I've been working part time and had children, I find it really difficult to have a particular time of the day to spend with God. And so I'm not saying I didn't have time, but it was almost like, oh gosh, I've got a bit of time here, I've got a bit of time there. And it was a week on, I think it was mental health, when Rick was saying about what you do for the first 5 to 10 minutes of the day affects your mood for the rest of the day. And that really spoke to me, actually. So I've been doing the Transform course it only takes 5 minutes, doesn't it? 5 to 10 minutes in the day. So I wake up, I do say good morning to Steve or to whatever child is in bed with us. But then I say, right, this is my time with God. And it's made such a difference. And I think it was last Thursday, I didn't manage to do it, and I had a really naff day. And Steve said to me that evening, he said, well, you didn't do your Transform book this morning. What do you expect? So it's really, to be honest, it's only 5 minutes. Rather than picking up my iPad or having a chat with someone, just spending time with God, and it's, yeah.
It's great to get into those disciplines, isn't it? Come on.
Hi, I'm Lisa. I've been coming since we've done Transformed. It's been a really interesting journey for me. This week, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said that you need to remove some of your treasures here on earth. So I did a yard sale, and I prayed to God that people would come to me that were really in need. And he blessed me with all these people coming, and I prayed with them, and some of them want to accept Jesus, so they're going to come back and pray with me again. So I just felt I'd like to share that with you.
Very good. Right, let's stand up. We're going to keep pressing into worship and testimony and God. God's is at work amongst us. It's good to know that, just to know God's leading in different ways in different people's lives. And so let's worship some more. And if you've got another testimony, just something that's going to encourage others, then just come up to the front here, talk to Steve or me, and we can weave it in, because it would be great to hear from one another. It'd be good to hear from a goodly number this morning, and just to sense God at work amongst us.